Shalom, everyone. I hope you're doing well. I just wanted to let you know about a really exciting opportunity, a learning opportunity that is coming up this Sunday, June 28th, Sunday of Parshas Chukas Balak. And it's a program that it could be many of you have heard of. It's called Oraisa's Amud V'Chazara. And the Amud V'Chazara program is going to be starting Maseches Shabbos. Oraisa's program started a few months ago with the Siyum HaShas, right when Daf Yomi started, and the Siyum on Maseches Brachos is coming up this Thursday. And for me personally, it's been a very exciting and rewarding limud. The basics of the program is as follows. It's Amud Yomi style format, where Sunday through Thursday you have a new Amud each day, and you are encouraged to do Chazara on the previous Amud every day before you do that day's Amud, which usually shouldn't take long at all, doing just one Amud, especially it should be fresh. And by the end of the week, you've learned 2.5 new blot, and on Friday and Shabbos, you don't have any new Amudim. Everybody's Friday and Shabbos schedules are different, it's up in the air, but you're encouraged to do a full Chazar of the 2.5 blot that you learned. That means if you follow the system, by the end of the week, you've done 2.5 blot and about 3 times each. And then Oraisa has many different resources and a WhatsApp group that's very active with questions and answers and Pilpul Chaverim. There are tons of shiurim. It's a global initiative. So you have multiple languages, chaburos in many different countries all over the world. You can access a lot of them at oraisa.org. There's a monthly 10 blot test. Totally optional, but just helps you make sure that you're retaining what you learned, and it makes you feel good when you see that you're actually able to. And in just the last few months, this movement has picked up so much steam, and it's just getting stronger and stronger. So you want to jump on right away. You have an opportunity now this coming Sunday. We're starting Maseches Shabbos, so in a little over a year, you can learn through Maseches Shabbos 3, 4, maybe even 5 times, and really, really get it down. Now, the pitch is really, there are all the milos, or most of the milos of Daf Yomi. Really, there's only one missing. The milos of Daf Yomi of having this movement that so many people are a part of, having a daily requirement that will, you know, keep you and be mechayev you, but without all the setbacks that some of the issues that many people find with Daf Yomi, that in order to do Daf Yomi well, you need a lot of time every day to do it, in the most meaningful way, and many people are bothered that they don't feel like they retain anything that they learn. They don't have time for Chazara. They don't have time for any sort of Iyun. It's kind of just moving along. And even with that said, that's definitely a meaningful thing, but a lot of people don't get the full Sipuk of the Limud because of that. But this is really a great opportunity to slow down the pace. If you miss a day or two, it's only one daf. It's manageable to catch up. You can slow down so you can do, you know, whatever level of Iyun you want to do. There's Chazara built into, multiple Chazaras built into the system. It's just such a great opportunity. You could do it on your own. You could find a Chabur in your area. It's actually never been easier for many people to join our Chabur at the TIFF. For the time being, we meet over Zoom Sunday through Thursday night at 9 o'clock. We aim to finish at 9:30. We have a WhatsApp group where we share the recordings and sometimes ask and answer questions from the shiurim. We post videos from other sources that help us with Chazara and you know, acquiring the information, Daf HaChaim, Daf Review, and Zichru, and other interesting supplements. So if you started Daf Yomi with the Siyum HaShas and then somehow fell off track, or you're still doing it, but you're just not getting Sipuk from it, or you didn't start it because of any of the setbacks in Daf Yomi, or none of that, just you found yourself with more time now, or you just want to open yourself to the opportunity. Maseches Shabbos is coming up this Sunday, so hopefully you can join us either through at the TIFF share in the link on Zoom, or on your own. This is really a great opportunity to learn Maseches Shabbos, one of the longest Maseches and one of the most critical in many regards to our everyday life. And in just over a year, to learn it and learn it well, learn it with Chazaras, we hope you'll be able to join us.